if people are very addicted to their materialistic way of living, and because of that they're not receptive to bhakti, at that time how can we share bhakti with them? See, first thing is that even Krishna doesn't take away anyone's free will. So we are surely not greater than Krishna. <Isn't it? laughs> So we can't expect or insist that or demand that others have to take bhakti because I have taken it up. If our relatives don't take up bhakti, we shouldn't see that as a personal failure. It is a fault in my bhakti because of he didn't take up. It's not like that. Now, every soul is an individual, and every soul is on its own spiritual evolution. And we cannot we can facilitate, but we cannot force. So Prabhupada has asked, how much can we push others? So one simple answer he gives is that sometimes in India, if a car doesn't work, then what happens? People come around and start pushing the car. They push the car. And then the person inside also starting moving the gears, moving the wheel, and the car starts off. But suppose, people are pushing from outside, the person inside has gone to sleep. Then people outside say, why should I push? Or if worse, the person inside is actively pressing the brake. No, then outside they're pushing. What is the use? So sometimes some people are just not ready. It doesn't mean that they are bad people. It doesn't mean that they are we shouldn't take our attempts to share Krishna consciousness very personally. Mm-hmm. That means it's not that because they're not taking up, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily bad people. Or because I am not able to make it take up, that doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. If we see that way, Prabhupada, who can be a greater devotee in modern times than Prabhupada? And he preached for 40 years in India. So many people didn't take up. So sometimes in some situations, some cultures, some circumstances, people are just not ready. So at that time, what we can do is, we can give them a positive impression of bhakti. That means, I don't really want to do what these people are doing, but they're nice people. So when we live with them that feeling, if we live them with a confrontationist feeling, that sometimes, we argue so much. And then you say, I am right and you are wrong. And one day you will come crawling to me and admit that I am right. we may not say it literally like that. But if we make their not practicing bhakti as an issue of the ego, then what happens? Even if they later on become spiritually receptive, still because of that they will not start practicing. Because of the way we made it appear. So it should be that, we respect everyone as an individual and we facilitate them. So Krishna will arrange circumstances in different people's lives in different ways and they will take it up in due course. Now what we can do is, if we consider this is the circle of Krishna Bhakti, and we can see their circle of interest and find out if there is some intersection. And if you find out that intersection, and try to facilitate their connection with Krishna through that intersection. So if somebody, is in a particular profession, somebody is in, very much into music, then you introduce them to devotee musicians, or whatever it is. You can find out some circle of intersection and facilitate their connection over there. Usually with family members, when I initially started practicing bhakti, I asked one of our senior leaders, how should I preach to my parents? So I asked Jayadvaita Maharaj, and Jayadvaita Maharaj said, by letting anyone except you preach to them. He said that, your parents have seen you grow from childhood. They have taught you everything. They cannot learn from you. It's difficult. So, and even what happens is that even when we take up bhakti, it takes time for us to take it up. We meet different devotees. We get different experiences. We learn different things from different devotees. And we also take time to actually make the decision of practicing bhakti. But what happens with our relatives, we think that in one interaction, I'll give them a full dose of Krishna bhakti. And they should become devotees. It doesn't work like that. Just as we took time to take the decision, they will also take time. So what we can do is, we can give them experiences of seeing different devotees, how they are practicing, how they are interacting. and gradually they will take up. So just keep, make sure that the interactions stay positive. So whatever happens, you know, it is not that, especially now, there's one advantage of a relatively liberal society is that, people don't impose themselves on others. So if we are practicing bhakti, after our family members may be a little concerned initially. But if they see that we are firmly practicing and we are not just becoming too wildly fanatical or something like that, then they accept us for what we are. So if they are stopping us in our practice of bhakti, then we may have to see how to deal with it. But in general, the family control is not so much nowadays that people will literally stop from practicing bhakti. So if they are allowing us to practice bhakti, we should practice and we may maintain nice relationship with them. And gradually, by Krishna's mercy and by their own ongoing spiritual growth, they will come to Krishna's lotus feet. So just we can't push people more than what they are ready to be pushed. We can push in the sense that we can facilitate them, invite them, even prompt them, remind them. But beyond that, we shouldn't make our relationship with them conditional to their practice of bhakti. Our relationship with them was there before we started practicing bhakti, and our relationship with them should go on. Maybe some specific aspects which we might be doing earlier, which we may not do, because maybe they are against devotional principles or whatever, that can be negotiated. But our relationship with them should not be dependent on their taking up bhakti. So we give them room to grow, and gradually they will take up bhakti in their own time. Does that answer your question? Yes. Thank you very much. La Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Yeah.